Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry ladder.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband is now my kid's uncle. One more time. My husband is now my kid's uncle. All right, dear Steve and Shirley, I have a problem, and I've been praying over it for years, but I can't seem to get over it. I married a man when I was 26 years old, and he was 41 years old. We had a great married life, a nice big home, and 3 lovely children. I thought our fairy tale would never end, but it did. We were married for 8 years, and on his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. I was shocked that he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a healthy, beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby, I noticed that the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all 3 of my children do. 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
At the wedding, only 2 of our family members attended. My mother didn't even go.
Hold on.
Okay, at the wet. Okay, where do you want me to start? 2 months
probably
later.
Probably the beginning.
I know. This is crazy, Steve. This is so crazy. All right, I'll start here. We were married. We were married for 8 years, and on his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. I was shocked that he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby, I noticed that the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all 3 of my children do. 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
At the wedding, only two of our family members attended. My mother didn't even go. It has now been 5 years, and I've heard my sister has had three more kids. I haven't seen my ex-husband or my sister in many years, but my children have. Oh, and yes, I have driven by her house several times, only to see that my ex-husband has built her a huge new house. I guess she's happy now that she has everything I had. Why can't I get over this? Why do I feel like the minute I see my sister, I'm going to punch her in her face? Why am I so hurt that my children's father is also my children's uncle? I just don't know how to get past this. Please help me. Yeah, this right here is a hot stinking mess. Okay, I just have to tell you, you're not wrong in how you feel. You're not wrong at all. Anyone who has gone through what you've gone through would feel the exact same way in your position. Your emotions are real. They are valid. Your ex-husband is vile. And so is your sister. Imagine being married to someone for 8 years only to get a divorce paper on his birthday party. Of course you're shocked. Of course, you know, they've been doing this behind your back all this time. 6 months after your divorce is final, then your sister gives birth to a beautiful baby girl. Who does this to their sister? Their own blood. Stole your husband. Your husband sleeping with her behind your back. This is awful. At the wedding, I understand if only two of your family members attended. Your mother didn't even go. So your kids, let's get this straight. Your kids are their cousins, their aunts, uncles and aunts. This is crazy.
Not a good reunion.
Yeah, this is not a good family reunion at all. I probably would have driven by her house several times too. It's hard to get over something like this. I'm surprised that you even had the strength to write the letter, and it's a great letter. I'm sorry you had to go through this. This is awful. Who does this to their sister, to their wife? This is craziness. You're hurt because they hurt you, and you're hurt because of that. They hurt you. This is terrible. You don't know how to get past it? I don't know how either. I don't know how I would, and you know I'm all about love and forgiveness and all of this, but this right here would be a real hard one to forgive, to get past.
Just to beat down.
Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is just vile and crazy and ugly. Steve. Ugh.
All right. I'm 61 years old. Mm-hmm. I have been around a long time. I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things. This is a first. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just start with the end of the letter. I don't know how to get past this. Please help me. Somebody need to get their ass whooped.
Hey, amen.
That really, I don't even know how to. That's the only way I could see me coming through this.
That's it.
Yeah, this really the only way I see me.
It's got to happen.
Coming through this at all. I mean, for me to even begin the healing process.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to. Make several attempts to get at both y'all, the sister and the ex.
Yeah.
You know, he got all this house building money where he can build everybody big houses. I would have been shut that down.
What would you have done, Steve?
Oh, reported him on Facebook. I'd have destroyed him on social media. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Okay, this is not about you.
I turned away off the mic.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
But we heard you, though. We still heard you.
Because it's a mic.
Yeah. A multi-directional mic.
This,
that.
Lady, you was married to this man when you was 26. He was 41. You had a great married life, big house, 3 kids. Thought the fairy tale when they married 8 years on his birthday. He asked you for a divorce, sir, your papers. He already had the papers drawn up. 6 months after the divorce was final, your sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. You saw the baby. The baby got the same damn birthmark on her foot that all three of your kids had. I'd have started with the baby.
Oh, Steve, not the baby.
Look at his foot.
The baby has
How did baby get this foot?
Steve, calm
I'm
it
sorry.
Down.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how to do it. I'm telling you, somebody, I got to start paying. I'll deal with the rest of them when I come back. I don't know how to.
All right, Steve. Well, okay, we're going to give you a moment to calm down, okay, because this is a crazy letter, and what do you do, okay? We'll have part two of your response coming up.
I'm just going into this. 26 years old, married to man. He 41, had a great married life, big house, three beautiful kids. Thought the fairy tale would never end, but it did. Married for 8 years. On his birthday, he asked me for a divorce and served me papers. You know why he did it on the birthday? Because he was spending the birthday with your sister. Now, I can't be over here and there at the same time. How can I not be over here? I got it. Draw up these damn divorce papers. That stop all the party atmosphere over here. I can go over here and have his birthday with your sister. I was shocked he already had the papers drawn up. 6 months later, after our divorce was final, my sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. When I saw the baby girl, the baby had the same birthmark on her foot that all three of my children do. Now, see, right here, I starts hurting people.
Right there.
Right there.
Right here. Now, let's just say this right here. When I look down, and I see the same birthmark on this beautiful baby girl that's on all of your children. Somebody got to pay with their foot.
Okay. Okay.
Now, it can't be the baby.
I'm with him now.
So, like right here, I'm going to start with, I need a foot from somebody.
There you go. Thank you, boss, man.
Either my sister or my damn husband. But somebody finna give up a foot. Because I got to start hurting people immediately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I noticed 2 months later, my sister married my ex-husband.
God.
2 months after the baby was born.
Yeah.
At the wedding, two of our family members attended. Would have been three.
You'd have went.
I'd had to go. Because I got to start hurting some people.
I got to get some feet.
At the wedding, so I'm going to be in the balcony somewhere with something that shoot. Might not be a gun, but it's going to be like a slingshot, a pellet rifle, something. Mm-hmm. At the wedding, only two of my family members attended. Okay, which two was them? Because our ass ain't speaking no more. I need the name of the two people that took their butt to this wedding. Because me and you is through.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mother didn't even go because she knew. Go down there if you want to, mama. It's now been 5 years. And I heard my sister has had three more kids.
That's so hurtful. That's
a lot. I tell you what, they better not have that on their feet.
That birthmark.
I know it better not be three more people with some birthmarks.
You're so stupid.
Because now it's going to be three more people in some trouble. Everybody with a birthmark on the foot, I takes another foot. So that's four kids, right? Three more and four. So now my sister and my ex-husband, ain't neither one of them got no more feet.
Oh, man.
Would you stop?
Man,
I haven't seen my ex-husband or my sister in many years. That's impossible.
What do you mean?
We ain't seen each other. You know how many attempts I would have made on their life?
Yeah. Yes.
How the hell I'm going to try to kill you and I ain't seen you? You can't get a shot off if you ain't seen nobody. So right there, I haven't seen my ex-husband. But my children, so the children been going over there visiting.
Because that's their right. Daddy, Steve. That's their daddy.
Yeah, huh?
That's out too, though. That's
so they've been over there visiting their daddy.
Uncle, yeah. Uncle.
Who's married to your aunt.
Right.
Who really is your uncle.
Right, and your daddy.
And your daddy.
Right.
So what, Uncle Daddy?
Uncle Daddy. Daddy.
Or Daddy Uncle.
Daddy. Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy.
Oh, yes. I've driven by her house several times. Drive by. Now we talking.
Oh, you're with that.
See,
huh?
I've driven by. You ain't had nothing hanging out the window?
Let's do it.
You ain't had nothing. You ain't had a grenade in your hand.
A grenade? Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
What's that bothering
you?
You
ain't have
like
an assault rifle. You know, hell, they keep talking about the Second Amendment. You're right. You ain't have an assault rifle.
Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, the cocktail where you light it, light the bottle and throw it.
Only to see that my ex-husband has built her a huge new house. With what?
It's got money.
Yeah, you got paper.
I got all that. Uh-huh. I got all that money. I'm child support, alimony.
Yeah.
I guess she's happy now that she has everything I had. How you ain't got it no more?
What happened?
How he leave you with the baby? You ain't got no house, no money, no child support, no alimony. If you'd have told this story in any court of law, he'd still be paying you.
Yeah.
Why can't I get over this? Because you ain't hurt nobody yet.
That's the problem.
Of
that's
violence.
The whole damn problem. Why do I feel like the moment I see my sister, I'm going to punch her in her face? Because that's what you going to do.
Yes.
And after you punch her in her damn face, you can start healing.
She can live again.
Because look, then you can ask the Lord to forgive you.
Yeah.
See, you can start. I just don't know how to get past this. I'm so hurt that my children's father is also my children's uncle. I just don't know how. You got to pray about this for real, lady.
Seriously.
And do not hurt nobody because it ain't worth it.
Mm-mm. You're right, Steve. That part is true. You're right.
Court. Take him to court. Sue him for everything he got.
Whoop his ass.
You should have a big house.
Whoop his ass.
Hell, he gonna come with
him. This is
who
terrible.
Who is your stank sister, though?
This is
your sister stank.
Yes, she really is. All right, we got to go. As stank as this letter is, we got to get out of it. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.